Oh, no, not today. We've got a very special show for you today. This is a live in-studio debate with two Republicans who want the nomination for the Ohio House District number 96. We've got the incumbent, Ron Ferguson, and we got the challenger, former state senator Frank Hoagland, and we will continue with this till about 8:45. Now, I had mentioned before the news that Johnny O was going to come in here and do the big drawing for the Joe D. Messina concert tickets and the meet and greet backstage. Johnny has said, came in and said it's going to be better if we do it at the end of the interview because he's doing stuff on WAP and all that. So, okay, fine. So I gave you bad information. I thought this is how it was going to play out. So we will do the drawing at the end of the debate around 8:45, then we'll still do Dimitri Graffiti. So just a heads up here. These two guys disagree on a lot of stuff, but they both agree on one thing that just happened during the commercial, actually during the weather forecast. Both of them say their biggest critics are their wives. Is that true?
Of course.
All right. So tell me about Darla. What did she criticize about you, that you weren't nice enough to me when you were on the air? Because I'm guessing that'd be the main criticism.
Miss Darla says I need to smile more.
She's right.
But I've got more wrinkles than a pound puppy. So smiling, yeah, I try like I can, you know, where I can, when I can. Darla says I wiggle too much.
You do. Oh my God, is she so right? I need to have her here. That's what I need. I need her here.
She ain't going to come here. That's for damn sure.
Well, wait a minute. Now, what kind of attitude is that? Why do you mean she won't come here?
Darla's not going to come here. You ain't going to get Darla on something like this.
Well, maybe I might. How do you know?
All right. She's my first supporter, but she's also my first critic, too.
Anything else that she has to say about you as your worst critic?
I move too much. I don't smile enough. Sometimes I don't talk loud enough inside the microphone.
That's a smart lady. I'm telling you. She's right on target. She really is.
Well, maybe she ought to take your job.
Yeah,
but she wouldn't. Darla's not into this at all.
Okay.
She's the one that really pushed me to run.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why? Does she hate Ron Ferguson that much?
There's nothing about hate here. I mean, look, I had hate in my heart when I was overseas doing the stuff that I did overseas.
Damn.
You know, when you talk about hate, that's a different level for me. When you talk about fighting, that's a different level for me.
Does Darla have a problem with Ron Ferguson?
She just don't like his votes.
Really?
Yeah, she's not, you know, her and her friends and the people that she hangs out with, they're really disappointed.
Really?
That would be the right word to use. Okay. Extremely disappointed in, you know, his rhetoric, and he's constantly fighting everybody.
All right, let me ask Ron here about Emma. Your harshest critic?
Yeah, but it's constructive criticism, you know.
Oh, she's listening, right. Okay,
yeah.
We'll talk after the debate, then we'll find out.
But I think, you know, one of the best things that a man can do in this world is, you know, get married and hopefully marry up, and that's what I did. I married somebody that stands behind me 100%, that, you know, gives back to our community. She's a school teacher and, you know, really molding the next generation. So just grateful for everything that she does.
All right. So we were doing some homework here regarding both of your Facebook pages to come up with some different stuff, different questions. Let me start with Frank Hoagland. You, on November 19, honored the memory of former Vice President Dick Cheney. You went on and on and on about Dick Cheney. Why?
Actually, I served under Dick Cheney. Right before I don't know if it was the Panama invasion or not, but he came to the team area when we were in the Hurt Locker. We did not have the funding that we needed to support what our mission was, and I really enjoyed the man. I mean, he's a very sincere guy. He's a humble person.
He hates Trump, though. He hated Trump, and his daughter hated Trump as well. Is that a problem?
Well, look, when you're in a community like I'm in, and a guy's going to come in and help you guys out during the time he was there? No, I didn't have a problem with the man. Now, because he hated Trump, it goes back to what we said. You know, what's the hate? Everybody, you know, people like me fought for your ability to say what you want to say.
You're a Trump supporter?
Of course I'm a Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to Mar-a-Lago here pretty soon.
What do you mean we?
My wife and I.
Oh, for a vacation or something?
No. We'll talk about that later.
For what?
We'll talk about that
later. But you're on the air right now. It's a live debate. Everybody's listening. You're going to meet Trump at Mar-a-Lago?
I can't say I'm going to meet with Trump.
Well, you said Mar-a-Lago. What are you going to do there?
That's called Rocking with the Seals.
What is that?
It's a program that Spec War has. It's Ziggy's got it going on. And we have been personally invited to go down there, and mainly to discuss the transcranial magnetic stimulation piece of legislation that I carried and had passed through. And that particular legislation is actually going across nationwide. There's a lot of, we're saving veterans' lives. We are definitely saving veterans' lives with that legislation. Actually, it went from veterans, now it's into law enforcement and first responders. So I met Ziggy when I was up at the Patriot Bowl.
Who's Ziggy?
Mike Ziegler is a professional golfer. And when we went to the Patriot Bowl up in Canton, we had the opportunity to sit down with Mike. They call him Ziggy. All right, so Ziggy heard me talking about the transcranial magnetic stimulation. There's several of the Medal of Honor recipients that go to that particular event. And we were all just sitting around talking about it. And I said, yeah, this thing is actually saving a lot of guys' lives. I've had several of my friends commit suicide. So when I sit back and I look at it, what can we do? That was one of the things that we took a chance and did. Now, that was totally outside the box thinking.
Yeah.
You know, that's not a piece of legislation that was bounced around with inside the house. No, it was an outside.
That is great. That is just absolutely great.
So we get to go down there. We're going to talk to whoever will listen to us about, you know, what else we can do across this nation to help save veterans' lives.
God bless you. I think that is great. Ron Ferguson, I looked at your Facebook page, and when you first ran, Ron, for Ohio, you said that the district, 96th district, had the highest unemployment rate in the state. Does it still?
No, it does not.
Okay, and what is it now compared to what it had been?
Well, it was the highest in the state. It varies now, but it's somewhere in the middle of the pack.
In the middle of the pack.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So what, I'm sorry, Frank.
Got my back. That's all. Go ahead.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Go.
Well, all right, fair enough. What is the next big issue that you're going to be looking at, no matter who ends up winning this election and goes back to Columbus? What are you going to be looking at, or what do you want the biggest issue to be that has to be addressed?
In my opinion, infrastructure.
Yeah.
We've got to build, maintain our infrastructure, communications. All right, we need to expand our current internet. Now, when I was up there, they were talking about the speed of internet. And right now, the federal side speed of internet, I think, is like 25 and 15 or something like that. And where we live at, in order for us to have the technologies that we need, especially to do like medical VTCs, video telephone conference calls, or video medical appointments, we need to have that. We need to start bringing in more businesses into the area, which they're working on that route right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They are definitely working on trying to build out the infrastructure to support. We need to make sure that we maintain reliable energy. These aren't talking points. This to me is just this is serious stuff. I believe in today's environment that we've got going on, especially with the electronic cars. That's something Ron was talking about earlier.
I'm sorry, the what car? What?
The electric cars, right? They're called electric cars. Yeah, with electric cars that are out there. We need a power grid that's going to support that. We've got a hell of a power grid going on right now down at Buckeye Power right there in Brandon, Ohio. But we need more power. We need to build up that power grid so that we can maintain that.
All right. And Ron, what's the biggest issue for you? You go back to Columbus.
Yeah, I would say the bill that I introduced right before we went on our Christmas break. And so right now,
what is that?
Yeah, sure. So it's requiring voter ID for those that are voting by mail. You know, election integrity and security is one of the most important things in this country. It's the bedrock of our country. And making sure, you know, when you go to vote in person, you already have to show photo ID. The mail-in process does not require that. North Carolina is the only state that does. I'd like to make Ohio number two, and that's why I introduced the bill.
Frank, you agree with that?
Yeah, I think voter ID is extremely important.
Okay.
I think everybody does, you know.
Everybody does? What do you mean everybody does?
Well, I think most everybody around here wants to know.
Oh, around here. Okay, sure. Ron mentioned something about Intel, and there was a bill and there was money, and I don't know anything about this. You want to elaborate regarding that? Because I thought you made an accusation regarding Frank's vote.
Yeah, well, I'm just pointing out the difference in votes.
What does Intel mean?
Intel is Intel Corporation that's in Licking County out near Columbus. It's a company that received over $2 billion in total, part of it in direct money, other in tax breaks and tax cuts. They promised a bunch of jobs. They were supposed to be opened up by this year, 2026. The delays are now saying it's going to be at least 2030 or 2031 before that happens. And if you look, Senator Bernie Moreno called for an investigation of the company. President Donald Trump put something out on Truth Social where he's concerned about the CEO's ties to the Chinese Communist Party.
Did the taxpayers of Ohio give Intel $2 billion? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, correct.
Frank, did you vote for that?
I probably did, yeah.
You say probably. You say probably.
Well, let me elaborate on this. What we were trying to do at that time, my Ron is doing, using the rearview mirror here as his optics. So when Intel first came out, Intel was about taking the microchips that they were building in Silicon Valley, and then a lot of that got moved overseas. Now, when I say microchips, a lot of these people are just thinking like, whatever you guys have in your cell phone. No, these microchips go into everything, to include our war machines that we use overseas, use within this country.
Yeah.
All right, I use my hands too to talk.
The hands are fine, but when you pound on the table, it screws up the audio. That's okay. All. Go on.
All right. So at any rate, yes. That particular initiative actually started off through the grapevine that I'm, the circles that I work in, because DOD was wanting to make sure that when we got microchips, those microchips didn't have malware in them already. So they didn't trust the people in Silicon Valley, and they didn't trust the people that was making them overseas. Obviously, we wouldn't want people overseas making microchips that's going into our war machines. Microchips also go into your automobiles. They go into your cell phones. They go
understood,
into your computer
but
systems.
Back to the vote. You're saying that you did vote for the $2 billion?
I'm pretty sure I did, because it was another caucus thing that we had sat down. I'm not the only one that voted for that, though. We all voted. That vote went through unanimously on the Senate side.
Do you regret that vote now?
No. No, that's going to help our war machine. I mean, I'm still close with DOD. DOD needs these components to look what we just did in Venezuela. Oh, my God, that was all using microchips.
Right, but the issue is, let me ask the question before you answer it. Should the taxpayers of Ohio be forced to give $2 billion to a multi-billion dollar company like Intel? Or shouldn't Intel just get private investors to do that? Because you're telling me, if I understood you correctly, you voted to have the taxpayers of Ohio give $2 billion to this multi-billion dollar company. Do you regret that vote?
I already said no.
Ron?
I already said no.
Well, I voted no on it at the time, and that's because I don't believe in this stuff. When I first ran for office, I ran on the idea that Eastern Ohio shouldn't be propping up other parts of the state. That's exactly what that is. That's not what our tax dollars are meant for, and I voted no on the Intel Corporation.
We've got a break coming up here, and then the final segment of this live in-studio debate. You both will have a few minutes here during the commercial break to think about any other statements that you would like to make or any corrections that you'd like to make regarding anything you had said, to give you each plenty of time to wrap this up as well, or to raise some other issue if you prefer. So you've got one last segment. We'll give you as much time as you want, and you can do pretty much anything that you want as well. So prepare now for that. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Dimitri Encore and dangerously local on Thursdays and Fridays from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Also, you can hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. You can also see the Facebook Live in-studio debate that we're having right now with the two Republican candidates vying for the primary victory for representing the state of Ohio 96 district. We've got the incumbent Ron Ferguson and challenger former state rep Frank Hoagland. You can also see the Facebook live stream on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. Make sure to follow me on the profile page, and also follow Big Willie 105.5 as well. More coming up with our special guest in just a bit.